For some people, the economic downturn couldn't have come at a worse time. In Monterey, California, Peter Bruno's sport fishing business had been hit hard by the state's tough new regulations. Then the economy ran into trouble. As part of Morning Edition's occasional series on how people are faring in the new economy, NPR's Renee Montaigne paid a visit to Monterey's Fisherman's Wharf.
At the very end of Fisherman's Wharf is a blue-green wooden building with a whale-shaped weather vane. Inside, behind the counter, stands a tanned, 60-ish man sporting a salt-and-pepper captain's beard.
I'm Peter Bruno. I'm the owner of Randy's Fishing Trips here in Monterey, California. We specialize in sport fishing year-round and whale watching. Other items that we do are scattering ashes at sea, cocktail parties, bay cruises, whatever you might want to do in a boat, we'll provide it for you.
Peter Bruno caters to sports fishermen and tourists, but he's proud he comes from a long line of commercial fishermen, the Sicilians, who once hauled in the sardines to the Cannery Row that John Steinbeck made famous.
In fact, I have a picture over here that I want to show you. That's my grandfather right there in his backyard, mending net, commercial fisherman that he was. He came from the old country also. And that particular picture right there was on the cover of a Cannery Row. That was the paperback. That's Nanu Rizzo, Giannato Rizzo.
Peter Bruno bought Randy's Fishing Trips from its founder, a Mr. Randazzo, 22 years ago. He survived El Nino's deluges, bad salmon years, competition from other whale-watching businesses, but this year he got a 1-2 punch, a big drop in tourism, and a big hit from the California Department of Fish and Game. Concerned about overfishing, the government closed the big rock cod fishery off Monterey, and that, says Peter Bruno, means his core business is also closed.
Our bread and butter fishery, which is our rock cod deep sea fishing, it's been closed since November. That is something that I cannot make up. Those are my fishing-based customers that can't go fishing because we're closed.
And those tourists that do wander out onto the wharf aren't much in the mood to spend money. Are you one of the first things to go if someone's trying to tighten their belt?
It may be. They have choices what they're going to do with their time. I'm just one of them. When you put all these things together, you take a look at 9/11, you take a look at where the economy has been from that, you take a look at the war, you take a look at the restrictions imposed on us by the government as far as fishing restrictions. You put them all together, and a small business like me, who's in the sport fishing industry, you just can't make it. People don't walk in that door, you're not paying your bills.
For you personally, what has this meant?
There's not too much I can do but try to keep the door open, do what we can, and get through whatever we can throughout the year. And we need a good salmon season to keep afloat. It's been a tough grind.
What has this meant? Has it meant fewer dinners out? Has it meant working 20 hours a day instead of 9?
Well, I wish I could be working 20 hours a day. That means I'm busy. What I tell people right now, I'm on a vacation right now that I really don't want to be on.
Peter Bruno is the owner of Randy's Fishing Trips. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Monterey, California.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.